presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
June 2nd, 11:20 America, New York. Ukraine's central bank raises rates to 25%. Resolute step to tackle inflation is the first increase since Russia's invasion in February. New York Times Business. June 2nd, 11:17 America, New York. Fed vice chair says another big interest rate increase could come in September. Lael Brainard, the vice chair of the Federal Reserve, said that another big rate increase in September might be appropriate if inflation does not moderate.
Global economy.
June 2nd, 11:15 America, New York. CBDCs now hold wholesale appeal for central bankers. The slow nature of current cross-border payment systems creates an opportunity for blockchain technology.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 2nd, 11:15 America, New York. Fed's Brainard says too soon to say if inflation has peaked. The Federal Reserve Vice Chairwoman said she expected it would be appropriate for the central bank to raise rates by a half percentage point at its meeting later this month and again in July.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 2nd, 11 o'clock America, New York. New options for using leftover 529 plan funds. Thanks to recent legislation, possibilities now include student loan repayment for both beneficiaries and their siblings.
New York Times Business.
June 2nd, 10:45 America, New York. U.S. imposes sanctions on yacht company that caters to Russian elites. The Treasury Department also identified four yachts as being linked to President Vladimir V. Putin of Russia.
New York Times Business.
June 2nd, 10:36 America, New York. Prosecutors charge former OpenSea employee with insider trading. The employee of OpenSea was arrested yesterday and released on $100,000 bail after pleading not guilty.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 2nd, 10:31 America, New York. Banks now have $2 trillion worry. Continuing flows of cash into the Federal Reserve's reverse repo facility may portend more intense deposit competition.
Daily FX Market News.
June 2nd, 10 o'clock America, New York, S&P 500 price forecast, SPX begins pullback from resistance. The S&P 500 put in a long-legged doji for the month of May and the focus shifts back to the Fed in tomorrow's non-farm payrolls report.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
June 2nd, 9:42 America, New York, 401k provider sues Labor Department over handling of crypto in retirement plans. For Us All is seeking to invalidate recent agency guidance that says companies that offer cryptocurrencies in retirement plans should expect to be investigated.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 2nd, 9:17 America, New York, U.S. jobless benefits fell last week. Initial jobless claims, a proxy for layoffs, fell to 200,000 last week, marking 4 months of historically low claims in a tight U.S. labor market.
Global economy.
June 2nd. 9:14 America, New York. Eurozone producer prices hit record as inflationary pressures widen beyond energy. Consumer goods including food and drink drive factory gate surge, worrying ECB policymakers.
Daily FX Market News.
June 2nd, 8:05 America, New York. Crude oil outlook. Brent lower ahead of crucial OPEC meeting. OPEC is due to meet at 12:30 Greenwich Mean Time today to discuss output targets for July and consider tapping into remaining capacity in light of the EU's ban on Russian oil.
BBC News. Business. June 2nd, 7:54 America, New York. Travel industry plea for overseas workers rejected. The government rejects firms' request for special visas to fill thousands of vacancies before summer.
BBC News. Business.
June 2nd, 7:54 America, New York. Travel industry plea for overseas workers rejected. The government rejects firms' request for special visas to fill thousands of vacancies before summer.
Marginal revolution. June 2nd, 7:25 America, New York. Moving from opportunity, the high cost of restrictions on land use. People are more productive in cities. As a result, people move to cities to earn higher wages, but some of their productivity and wages is eaten up by land prices.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 2nd, 7:20 America, New York, Amazon to close Kindle bookstore in China.
Amazon said it would cease selling titles in China on its Kindle ebook shop on June 30, 2023, and customers will no longer be able to download already purchased books a year later.
Marginal Revolution.
June 2, 706 America, New York, Italy is open. Italy has dropped all of its COVID entry requirements, joining Austria, Belgium, Czechia, Croatia, Denmark, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Ireland, Lithuania, Norway, Poland, Sweden, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom, among many others.
Daily FX Market News.
June 2, 7 o'clock America, New York. British Pound, GBP, forecast. Positive start for cable on spring bank holiday. GBP, USD looks to recover from yesterday's sell-off as markets await key US jobs data later today and tomorrow.
Finance and Economics.
June 2, 6:32 America, New York. A curious breed of financing vehicle illustrates a dilemma for China's policymakers. Local government financing vehicles, once the motor of growth, are under scrutiny.
Finance and Economics.
June 2, 6:24 America, New York. The return of the inventory cycle. Why companies have become more prone to overordering stock.
Finance and Economics.
June 2, 6:18 America, New York. Should China spend more on infrastructure? Such stimulus would be less wasteful than a recession.
BBC News Business.
June 2, 5:25 America, New York. Passengers advised to fly with just one bag. Travelers should not check in luggage to avoid delays at airports, say industry figures.
BBC News Business.
June 2, 5:25 America, New York. Passengers advised to fly with just one bag. Travelers should not check in luggage to avoid delays at airports, say industry figures.
Armstrong Economics.
June 2, 004 America, New York. Is Russia on the defensive? Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov is warning the U.S. that they have become instigators in the Russia-Ukraine war. We believe that the U.S. is deliberately pouring oil on the fire.
Armstrong Economics.
June 2, 003 America, New York. Americans blame Biden for inflation. Unfortunately for Biden, the great unwashed is not gullible enough to accept his explanation that Putin is to blame for inflation. A Convention of States Action, Trafalgar Group survey found that most respondents, 59.9%, believe Biden's policies are the leading contributor to rising prices.